Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Today is the second Sunday in Advent, the day in which the set theme is peace, and in the churches we shall be lighting the second candle of our Advent wreaths. Good morning, and welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, in the Eastern Townships. Our congregation and supporters are pleased to bring you this programme on CJMQ Radio. Today, we're going to hear something of the story of John the Baptist, who in his adulthood announced the arrival of Jesus on the public scene. John had a remarkable birth, and his father, Zechariah, sang a song of joy on John's arrival. From Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his prophets long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. Let us pray. God of peace and promise, you are the giver of life, living in us through the power of your Holy Spirit. You are the voice that calls us from our wandering, setting us on a new path. You are the living water that purifies us, baptizing us for service in the world that so badly needs your love. You are the way that we are called to walk, and you are the one who supplies all things for the journey. Refresh us in this time of reflection. Ignite our desire to serve you each and every day. Glory and honor and praise be yours, now and always, one God, our Creator, our Redeemer, our Sustainer. Merciful God, in your gracious presence, we confess our sins and the sins of this world. Merciful God, baptism promises the washing away of our sin and the start of a new life in Jesus. But we confess that we are still in love with our old ways. We sin against you and one another in what we do and what we fail to do. We excuse ourselves and take comfort in what is familiar and what pleases us rather than what serves you. Forgive us when we mistake such comfort for the peace you offer us in Christ Jesus. Prepare our hearts to embrace new ways of following him. Zechariah, father of John the Baptist, proclaimed this hope. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, giving light to those in darkness, guiding our feet in the way of peace. Let us receive God's tender mercy today and trust that God's peace will prevail for all those who seek forgiveness in Jesus' name. And now, by the power of your Holy Spirit, open our minds and hearts to you, that we may find new ways to follow you faithfully in these times and in this generation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. First reading from the book of the prophet Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, chapter 3. God speaks through the prophet, promising a deliverer to come. I will send my messenger, who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men and women who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in days gone by, as in former years. And from Luke's Gospel, chapter 3, at verse 1. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low, the crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. Amen. Thanks be to God. In the 1960s, a Stanford professor called Walter Mischel began conducting a series of important psychological studies on young elementary school-aged children. The researcher told a child that they were going to leave the room and that they were to leave a marshmallow on the table. If the child did not eat the marshmallow while the researcher was away, then they would be rewarded with a second marshmallow. However, if the child decided to eat the first one before the researcher came back, then they would not get a second marshmallow. So the choice was simple: one treat right now or two treats later. As you can imagine, the children divided into two groups. Some waited and some didn't. And the researchers followed each of these groups for more than 40 years, and over and again, the group who had waited patiently for the second marshmallow succeeded much better in whatever capacity that they were measuring. The series of experiments proved that the ability to delay gratification was critical for success in life. The children who were willing to delay gratification and waited to receive the second marshmallow ended up having higher SAT scores, lower levels of substance abuse, lower likelihood of obesity, better responses to stress, better social skills as reported by their parents, and generally better scores in a range of other life measures. What made the difference? Why did some wait and others not? Well, it seems part of the reasons was that the first group was exposed to a series of unreliable experiences. For example, the researcher gave the child a small box of crayons and promised to bring a bigger one, but never did. And then the researcher gave the child a small sticker and promised to bring a better selection of stickers, but never did. Meanwhile, the second group had very reliable experiences. They were promised better crayons and got them. They were told about better stickers and then they received them. And you can imagine the impact these experiences had on the marshmallow test. The children in the unreliable group had no reason to trust that the researchers would bring a second marshmallow, and thus they didn't wait very long to eat the first one. The ability to wait is one that we look at in the time of Advent. Waiting is part of the language of faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Our ability to wait, to keep faith, is shaped by our experience of reliability. The book of the prophet Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, written hundreds of years before the time of Christ. He told the people to wait for someone who had announced the coming of God's rescue. He also told them that there would be a refining fire and purifying flame, that there would be testing times, but that God's messenger, a new Elijah, would come. And that would be John the Baptist, announcing the coming of Jesus. Why keep faith with this story? Why keep in step with the Bible narrative? Why keep faith with faith? Why trust when there seems nothing and no one to trust? Why wait when we have been waiting for so long? Why hope for good when it all seems bad? Here is the reliable experience that parallels the Stanford Elementary School children's experience. The opening verses of Luke chapter 3 tell us the names of some of those who are rulers and governors in the earth when the ministry of John the Baptist began. And it's a melancholy list, full of instruction. There's hardly a name on it which isn't infamous for wickedness. Tiberius, Pontius Pilate, Herod, his brother, Annas, Caiaphas, all of these were people of whom we know little or nothing but the wrong that they had done. As Job chapter 9 verse 24 says, "The earth seemed given into the hands of the wicked." When such were the rulers, then what must the people have been? And yet, that was the state of things when Christ's forerunner was commissioned to begin preaching. Such were the times when the first foundation of Christ's church was brought out and laid. We may truly say that God's ways are not our ways. This is the reliable experience that we rest on as we keep faith in these times. And what of these times? The United Nations Secretary General recently said, "Our organization was founded on the pursuit of peace. Peace is our raison d'etre. Yet as I scan the landscape of today's world, the one thing missing most dramatically is peace. And by that, I mean peace in all its dimensions. As conflicts rage and geopolitical divisions grow, peace in our world is threatened. As polarization deepens and human rights are trampled, peace within communities is undermined. As inequalities explode, peace with justice is shattered. As we continue our addiction to fossil fuels, we make a mockery of any notion of peace with nature. Yet the people of the Bible are a people who wait. More than 100 years ago, J.C. Ryle wrote, "Let us learn never to despair about the cause of God's truth, however black and unfavourable its prospects may appear. At the very time when things seem hopeless, God may be preparing a mighty deliverance. At the very season when Satan's kingdom seems to be triumphing, the little stone cut without hands, to use a biblical metaphor, may be on the point of crushing it to pieces. Let us beware of slackening our hands from any work of God because of the wickedness of the times or the number and power of our adversaries. He who observes the wind shall not sow, and he who regards the clouds shall not reap." Ecclesiastes chapter 11. J.C. Ryle continues, "Let us work on and believe that help will come from heaven when it is most needed. In the very hour when a Roman emperor and ignorant priests seem to have everything at their feet, the Lamb of God was about to come forth from Nazareth and set up the beginnings of his kingdom. What he has done once, he can do again. In a moment, he can turn his church's midnight into the blaze of noonday. This is our reliable experience. The worst of times is the time to wait and to act for the best and to be at peace with God." Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Come, Christ Jesus, be our guest, and enter our lives with your blessing. We are lonely for you and the peace you bring, so draw near to us in friendship and faithfulness, so that in this season of coming celebration, we may know how near you are. Christ Jesus, coming among us, bring us peace. Come, Christ Jesus, be our guide, and show us the way to wisdom and gratitude in the face of all that is distorted or untrue. We thank you for the kindness we know in friends and good neighbours, in warm houses and warm smiles. And we pray for those who've lost their way in life and feel that there is no place to turn. Equip us to reach out to those who need your embrace and ours. Christ Jesus, coming among us, bring us peace. Come, Christ Jesus, and rule in our lives and claim your rightful place in our hearts. Your world struggles for the justice and mercy you bring, and we remember before you places marked by violence and upheaval and the devastating impacts of the climate crisis. South Korea, the Middle East. Draw near to all leaders and citizens working for peace and justice. Encourage honourable action and cooperation in confronting global challenges and local needs. Christ Jesus, coming among us, bring us peace. In hope for your world, we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M 1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.